back to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates. It's Friday, January 10th, and it is Friday. Thank the Lord for that. I'm so glad to have a Friday. And joining us by phone this morning is Director of Life and Health Ministries, Maggie Carner. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us this morning. Now, are you enduring some crazy winter weather?
Well, actually, I just got out of it. I was in the Midwest, kind of stuck to the ground in Indiana, and now I'm finally home in Connecticut.
Well, and are things nice there in Connecticut right now?
Well, I woke up to more snow this morning.
Well, at least you get to, hopefully, do you get to stay home and enjoy the snow?
I do. Most of the time I work from my office at home, so it's a kind of a nice luxury.
Very good. Very good. Well, we thought it would be good to touch base about what's going on with medical, with the Mercy medical teams. I know I've talked with Jacob a little bit about those here at the International Center, but can you give us a, paint a picture for us about what these Mercy medical teams are?
Well, the neat thing about the medical teams, first and foremost, is that they're field-driven. And by that, I mean that our partners in the field, our missionaries and our partner churches in the field, have established ministries already going on the ground of mercy, and they request these teams from the field. So we know that once the team completes their service and leaves and goes home, then their impact will continue long after they leave because they have partners there on the ground.
So it really is a partnership with the places where we go and serve, with the people in the places where our teams go and serve. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And we want to make sure that we don't just send short-term missions into places that don't have that longevity and that sustainable ongoing mission after our short-term teams leave. It's really important that you're plugging into something bigger than just what your small team is doing. And so these medical teams give our domestic or United States medical professionals an opportunity to use their skill sets in unique areas where their skill sets are totally unavailable. And in most cases, medical care is very rare, very limited. And so to have highly trained U.S. medical professionals on the ground there, accompanied by other Lutheran pastors and volunteers from the field, it really is an effective partnership.
Very good. So working with all these, what are all these partners, what are the types of things that these teams do? What types of teams do you have? I mean, Mercy medical teams, that could include a number of things. What types of things do you do in these teams?
Absolutely. We have two main types of teams. We have been sent in emergency situations, but that's not the norm. For instance, we responded to the crisis after the earthquake in Haiti. But normally our teams go in one of two types of service opportunities. One is a primary care clinical setting, and the other is community health education. So the most common team that we have is the primary care clinical setting. And these teams go most often to third world countries where there simply is no primary care or very rare or limited care or primary care that's so far away that people can't get to it. So our teams will go in and set up a temporary kind of a mobile clinic on site in a village. Usually we set up, you know, we're not very picky about what kind of a location we set up in. Sometimes we set up in the sanctuary of the local church. Sometimes it's just a tent. Sometimes it's outside, depending on what's available in the area. And we set up a basic structure where we have different spots where people check in. So they come, they're registered, they get their medical record sheet that they carry with them through the clinic, and then our volunteers we bring them through intake where their vitals are assessed, and then they go to triage, and they tell us what their chief complaint is, and then they go to see a provider where their situation is diagnosed, and then we also bring with us or purchase on the ground a whole formulary of pharmaceuticals. So once they're diagnosed, then we can provide the pharmaceuticals to treat that. So we have an operating pharmacy in addition to the clinic. So that's all there on the ground, and that's the one opportunity that we would term primary care clinical. The other opportunity is community health education. Now, in many places, primary care is limited but available. But we try in those situations where basic health understanding is limited. So perhaps people don't understand good nutrition or good hygiene habits or how to protect themselves from unsafe water. And in those situations, we do educational settings. So, for instance, just recently I came back from leading a team to Peru where we set up it's an urban area and a very economically challenged urban area with lots of young people and lots of children. And so we did nutritional education for the children. We did tuberculosis prevention education, basic information on, hygiene habits, good cooking habits, those kind of things. And we set up just a fun health fair in the middle of the park that afternoon and had a record turnout. It was a wonderful opportunity for our local Mercy House, with our partners on the ground. Our missionaries have set up a Mercy House in that urban area for after-school training with kids and tutoring, and they set up this health fair, and we did the volunteering to help execute that fair. So in that sense, it's more preventative mm-hmm. rather than curative care.
Very good. So you kind of cover the whole gamut from providing that primary care to educating so that they can continue to stay healthy after they receive that primary care.
Yeah, I think the thing that we're trying to emphasize and help our partners on the field execute their mission to tell their neighbors that Christ cares about both the body and the soul together. And the two work cohesively together. You can't care about the soul until you care about the body, and you can't care about the body unless you're caring about the soul as well. That's the way God created us. And so that's part of the mission that we hope to support with our partners on the field.
Do you work with local churches, local pastors, or missionaries?
Yes. In every situation, we plug in with our LCMS missionaries that are on the field in their field station locations, or with a local LCMS partner Lutheran church.
Excellent. And what are some of the places that the Mercy teams have gone to where they've served?
We've served, I'll just name them off as I remember them. Indonesia, Haiti, Kenya, Madagascar, Kyrgyzstan, Peru, India, that's probably the biggies, I think. Yeah, the two most frequent places that we send clinical teams are Kenya and Madagascar.
And how do you find out about these needs? I mean, how do you, it must take a huge network of people and connections around the globe to learn where these needs are and then set up, to put everything in place to make this all happen.
Well, that's the neat thing about being a part of a synod, which literally means walking together. And our synod is in partnership with other Lutheran church bodies around the world, and we work very closely with them. And so that's the neat thing. We do have a huge global network of Lutherans around the world that are tied closely together, and we walk hand in hand. So it's not just, you and me against the big world. We walk closely for our mission work, and that helps make it much more effective because we can literally reach to the ends of the earth with the gospel.
It sounds like just a great opportunity to bring both witness and mercy to people around the globe using, like you said, this connection that we have by being a synod, by walking together, and especially walking together with our brothers and sisters in partner churches and working with our missionaries. I want to find out in just a little bit, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back from that break, I want to find out about the opportunities, the trips that are coming up, and who might be good candidates to serve on those. So listeners, stick around, and we'll continue talking with Maggie Carner on the Mercy Medical Teams from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod right here on Worldwide KFUO. back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It's Friday, January 10th, and we are talking with Maggie Carner, Director of Life and Health Ministries with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And before we went to break, we were talking about the what it takes to make these Mercy medical teams work around the globe and serve the needs both in witness and mercy of those in so many places around the world. Maggie, I'm sure it takes a lot of people to make this happen, especially the volunteers who go on these teams. Who would be a good candidate for the clinical teams or the educational teams?
Well, anyone that has a healthcare background, we especially are in need of physicians, nurses, pharmacists. A lot of times people don't realize that pharmacists are crucially needed for these things. EMTs, people that have experience caring in the field in the medical field. We also use laity in certain instances, a hardworking laity. They got to be willing to get their elbows dirty and get out there in the field and help us do some of the non-clinical work. And educators would serve well on our community health education teams as well. It should be emphasized that these teams are made up of volunteers from all over the country. You don't have to form a team to go. You don't have to be organizing it yourself. That's one of the things we like to consider ourselves a full-service sending agency. So if you are a medical professional and you're interested in doing this, we take care of all the logistics and all the details, plug you into a team that we've pulled together that we feel is made up of, a well-balanced team of medical professionals, and give you all the preparation information that you need. And we send each team with a experienced trained leader, and in every instance possible with an LCMS pastor to care for the spiritual and emotional needs of the team, and also to assist with the proclamation of the gospel with our partners on the ground. So you don't have to organize anything. All the detail and logistics is done for you if you're interested in serving.
What about preparations? What types of things would I, if I were going to go on one of these trips, what types of things would I need to do to prepare for that? Do I need to gather support? Do I need to, obviously I'd probably need to do vaccinations and things like that and get passports and stuff. Anything else that I would need to think about in order to prepare for a trip like this?
Absolutely. You need to read our comprehensive manual. and it's all in there about packing and vaccinations and all those kind of things. And then we meet usually before every team goes out. We usually meet here stateside the night before you leave as a team, do a little get-to-know-you stuff. We do basic orientation work about clinic protocol and how all that works. And then the team then departs together from the United States. And that way you're not just meeting people on the ground for the first time. You kind of know who you're going with and travel together, which is a good team bonding exercise as well, to kind of get to know each other as you're going.
Sure. And then taking that long flight wherever it is you're headed, spending that long time on the plane.
Plenty of time to talk.
I'm sure. I'm certain. So what are some of the opportunities? What are some of the trips that are coming up in the 2014 calendar?
Well, in this year's schedule, we, in March, will be sending a clinical team to Madagascar, an island off the southern coast of Africa. In May, we'll be sending an educational team to the Dominican Republic. In June, there'll be a clinical team that will be going to Kenya. In September, there will be an educational team that will be going to Kyrgyzstan. And in October, another clinical team to Madagascar. We're also currently working on developing teams to Belize and Honduras this year as well.
So
and all of that, sorry.
That's okay, go ahead.
It's all available on our website. www.lcms.org/mercyteams. That's plural, mercy teams.
lcms.org/mercyteams. Very good. So what about languages? If you have maybe Spanish or some of these other languages as a second language or even a first language, would that be helpful?
Absolutely. And actually, that's one of the first questions we get. you know, language is, it's great if you have that as a skill set, particularly Spanish or French, but it's not necessary because on the ground, in the field, our partners provide us with translators, so interpreters that work with each volunteer. So, for instance, if you're in charge, if you're at the station, at the triage station, you will have an interpreter there that works with you and that you can speak through and with.
Very good. What would be the most memorable moment for you out of all the that you've been involved with the Mercy medical teams? What would be the most memorable moment or story that you would have to share with us?
Wow, that's a good question. I think my richest memories, you know, that every location, people ask me all the time, where's your favorite place to go? And every place has unique features to it, and the people are always so amazingly wonderful. I think the place I feel most at home is Madagascar. And that's because the Lutheran Church there is so vital and growing. And, you know, on Easter Sunday there, they'll have 4,000 people outside of the church sitting in the lawn because they can't all fit inside the church. And there are more people, there are more Lutherans on the island of Madagascar than there are in the entire LCMS. So it just boggles the mind how vital the gospel is in some of these places. And in many places, I learned so much from our partners on the ground. For instance, in Madagascar and in Kenya, our partner churches are so good at their mercy ministries, particularly in the areas of health. They have very high-quality hospitals and clinics and programs for those with disabilities, and they do such a great job. And so it's wonderful to have Lutherans in the United States and our synod who has some of the resources, particularly financial resources and the skill sets that they might not have, to be able to plug into these already established great programs and offer them an increased capacity so that they can serve their neighbor. And that's the philosophy that we have always operated by. It's not the Americans that are coming into the rescue. That's not us. We're simply there to support them in their ministry to their neighbors. President Harrison has a saying that I always think about all the time that kind of guides our work, and he says, the answers to local problems are always local. And that kind of is the basis for our mercy work overseas. We don't know what these people need overseas. We have to work closely with them because they know their problems better than we do. And so, for instance, when we send American doctors over there, they'll see types of tropical illnesses that they're not familiar with. So we always have, we hire a local medical doctor to work alongside our doctors, and our doctors learn from them, and they learn from us. So it's a reciprocal relationship that works well.
Well, not only is it an opportunity to serve, but it sounds like a very enriching opportunity as well for those who go and serve. I would gather that whether going on a clinical team or an educational team, you're going to be pretty busy the whole time you're there, especially with the clinical teams, probably going to be working pretty hard keeping staffing the clinic and keeping it going, because I'm sure they're pretty busy. Are there opportunities outside to get to know the community, to get to know the people that you're serving outside of the clinical setting or the educational setting when you're there on these teams?
Yes, absolutely. And we want to make sure that people have a good cultural experience as well. So prior to heading home, our teams always take one day for rest and relaxation, and we usually do something. We take in a local site or something in the area just to get to know the local folks. We try to immerse them in some of the local culture and help them see some of the sites. In addition, some of the other teams, for instance, our teams that go to Kenya, we usually offer our volunteers an opportunity, if they want to tack on, for instance, a safari or something to the end, you know, to the end of their trip, so that they can make best use of their time while they're, you know,
sure.
A lot of people don't want to go all the way over there and miss seeing a giraffe, you know. So
sure.
Or experience. So we try to offer those opportunities as well.
Or in my case, it's always about the food of the local culture. So
yeah.
I can imagine some of these places that just experiencing the culture and learning about them, whether it be beforehand or once you get there, that just makes the experience all the more richer.
But I'm convinced that the best way to learn about what another country is like and learn the local culture is just to sit and visit with the people. And our volunteers have plenty of opportunities. There's no better way to get to know a place than to really be immersed in the needs of the local people, and just you know, touch them and you know, get to know their names and really get to know them on a personal level. That's what makes these opportunities so rewarding.
I'm certain. It just sounds like it. And so there are great opportunities with a full calendar lined up for 2014, and it looks like possibly even some more being added over time. So check it out, lcms.org/mercyteams, and you can click on the list of upcoming trips. You can look at what it takes to volunteer and get the information on how to register, see some videos, anything else that you would point us to. There are some photos there from some of the 2013 trips. Anything else that we need to consider if we're thinking about one of these teams?
Yes, and all of our contact information is there as well. So if people want to just ask questions or just have specific inquiries, they can contact us individually, and we'd be happy to have conversations by phone or email and answer, hopefully get all their questions answered.
Very good. Well, Maggie, I've enjoyed talking about the Mercy medical teams. Anything else with just a couple of minutes, about 3 minutes left, anything else from Life and Health Ministries in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that you want to share with us today?
Yeah, we've got January is going to be a busy month. We're be out at the National March for Life in Washington, D.C., and we got lots of young people this year. I'm working with a group from Indiana. They'll be taking two whole buses of students from the Ball State area out to the March for Life this year, and we should have a banner turnout of Lutherans, so that'll be fun. That's coming up on the 22nd of this month. A lot of things going on. We are meeting our Disabilities Task Force's meeting this next week, and it's just a real vibrant time for our Synod in meeting the mercy needs of our physical needs along with our spiritual needs. So it's an exciting time to be in this work.
Very good. Very good. And I know all next week, we on Faith and Family at 11 o'clock, we are looking at the Fifth Commandment. So a lot of topics pertaining to life. And we'll get to talk then as well about various things going on in life and health ministries with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Maggie, I really appreciate your time today and talking with us about the Mercy medical teams. I know that you and the folks you work with are doing great work, and I hear nothing but wonderful things, hoping that maybe there will be a time in the near future that I might be able to get on one of these teams and go help serve, if not certainly supporting from here.
Oh, my goodness, we'd love to have you.
maybe we could do a live broadcast from one of these teams.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I don't know. Maybe we could do that from the Dominican Republic. Maybe I could go broadcast from there. That might be a good place to do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Maggie, thanks so much for talking with us this morning. God's blessings to you and the folks at Life and Health Ministries, especially the Mercy medical teams.
Thank you.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to study God's Word with Pastor Stefan Krenz from Trinity Lutheran Church in Hoffman, Illinois. And we'll get into Romans chapter 2. So stick around right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.